This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Four more Israelis come home. Hamas handed over the remains of four more people in Gaza this morning. The IDF says the convoy entered Israel about an hour ago. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Hamas militants displayed four black coffins on a stage in Gaza before handing them over to the Red Cross, which brought them to Israeli forces. The bodies are said to include the Bibas family, who became symbols of the hostage crisis. Shiri Bibas and her two young sons, including a nine-month-old baby, were kidnapped from their kibbutz on October 7th and died in captivity.
The remains of the fourth hostage, believed to be 84-year-old Oded Lifshitz. The Kremlin is heaping praise on the Trump administration.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Russia says it's agreed to resume a wide-ranging dialogue with the U.S. on Ukraine after the two sides held talks in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. A Kremlin spokesman says Moscow absolutely agrees with President Trump's demand that Ukraine's President Zelensky, quote, move fast to end the conflict in his country.
President Trump ratcheting up a war of words with the Ukrainian leader. CBS's Erica Brown.
Trump accused Zelensky of mismanaging U.S. aid to Ukraine amid the country's three-year war with Russia.
Biden never tried. Europe has failed to bring peace, and Zelensky probably wants to keep the gravy train going.
A senior White House official tells CBS News the president's comments are in response to Zelensky, saying President Trump is living in a disinformation bubble.
Mr. Trump referred to himself as the king after he put the kibosh on New York City's new congestion pricing plan, which charges drivers $9 to enter Midtown Manhattan. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tells CBS News.
If you're a middle income or a lower income shopper or worker, you can't access public roads by any means into this area. That's flat out wrong.
The city's transportation authority has already gone to court to try to preserve the toll. Heavy snow has wreaked havoc on roads in Virginia and North Carolina, and they're dealing with a blast of Arctic air from Texas to the upper Midwest. CBS's Jared Hill.
The coldest part of the country, Hedinger, North Dakota, at negative 45 degrees. Record cold continued across much of the Great Plains. In the town of San Angelo, concerns about the cold as temperatures dipped into the teens overnight, bringing back memories of when the state's power grid failed in the winter of 2021.
S&P futures down 9, NAS futures off 37. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine explosion that rocked a duplex left two people with severe burns. The victims have been identified as 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his 58-year-old daughter Michelle Hawes. They were rescued by neighbors moments before the entire building went up in flames. While the exact cause remains under investigation, witnesses reported that the fire appeared to originate from one side of the duplex, possibly near a stove. We Energy says an inspection found no problems with their equipment. Work will start in Waterford this summer. Waterford Union High School's $25 million capital referendum passed Tuesday, with 56% of voters approving the measure. The funds will be used to modernize the high school, which includes improvements to classrooms, enhanced security measures, and upgrades to various building systems. Construction is set to start this summer, with larger structural work planned for next year. In a medical malpractice case, a Racine family has been awarded $10 million. It comes after their daughter suffered brain damage due to the misuse of Pitocin during childbirth at Ascension All Saints. The jury found that the OB and the hospital were negligent in administering a high dose of the labor-inducing drug. That caused excessive contractions that led to a lack of oxygen for Kamaya Minor, now 6 years old. That three-week trial wrapped up earlier this month. And one of the best high school basketball players in the state plays for Case, and she made a statement earlier this month. Read all about Takari Hicks and her 52-point performance in a sports spotlight story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are back from the All-Star break tonight when they host the L.A. Clippers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo listed as questionable after missing the last six games with a calf muscle injury.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see tomorrow if I'm 100%. I don't know yet.
Damian Lillard, also questionable. Doc Rivers after yesterday's practice.
We went hard, but not that hard. And so we'll see with him and Dame. We don't know yet.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell receiving a one-year extension on his contract with the university. Fickell's deal now runs through March of 2032. He'll earn an extra $100,000, bringing his total to $7.7 million this year. The Badgers were 5-7 last season and missed playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. A few flurries possible early today, otherwise skies becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 5 above. A good-looking day on Friday. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
I served jury duty one time, and they would put us in the jury box and ask us questions, and if the lawyers didn't like your answer, they could kick you off and send you home. One of the questions was, have you ever been the victim of a crime? I realized very quickly everyone's trying to get out of jury duty, so everyone's trying to top each other so they get kicked off. It's like a game show. I'd never seen anything like this. Number one, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I was mugged three times, twice at knife point and once at gunpoint, and I had my car stolen from my driveway, and somebody took my pet from my yard, and somebody smacked me, and that made me cry. Okay, all right. All right, number two, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I was mugged five times, three times at knife point and one time at gunpoint, and another time at another point. And I get carjacked every day. And when I walk my pets, people go, give me those! People are always hitting me with bricks. I'm always sobbing and weeping uncontrollably. Whoa, hey! All right. Number three, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I mugged seven people. I stole nine cars. No, victim. Oh, victim. Oh, no, no.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
One, two, three, four.
Ah! Yes, early Beatles. As a matter of fact, I think that was the flip side of I Want to Hold Your Hand. The Beatles really didn't have an A and B side. All their sides were A sides. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen, 610 Local News. Timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Highs near 24. Whoa, that's nice. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 7. Partly sunny tomorrow. Not partly, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 25. Saturday, sunny with a high near 38. And I know this is going to be hard to believe, but Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 35. We'll be in the mid-40s next week. You know, spring is only 1 month from today. Yeah, it's going to be springtime. Hard to believe, huh? 1 month away. All right. A poll asked people what their ideal work week would be. 4% of people would want to do it just one shift. They want to do 40 hours straight, and that's it. I don't know how you do that, but that's what they wanted. Most people just set an extra day off 10-hour work days. Only once did I work 24 hours straight on the radio, and it was right here at WRJN, as a matter of fact. We did a 24-hour broadcast for charity from, we were getting food for, it was around Thanksgiving time. We were trying to collect the Thanksgiving meals, and we did it from Elmwood Plaza. They had an abandoned store there, so we did it from there. And a vacant store. And we did 24 hours straight. Started in the morning, ended the next morning, and it was... Never do that again. My body didn't catch up for days. 24 hours straight on the air. Wow. Yeah, I don't think I'll do that again. It's 6:12 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN with Smokey and the Miracles and Tears of a Clown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Smokey. I got to look that up. I thought I saw somebody on Facebook posting. He's like 87 years old, something like that. I got to look that up. Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, Tears of a Clown, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN 615. Odd, but true. You know, there's a word in Japanese for a person who buys more books than he can possibly ever read. The word is tsundoku. Now, the reason I mention this is I can't believe the Japanese actually have a word for that. In English, is what do you, bookworm? I mean, what do you call someone who buys more books than they can ever read? There's no word for it in English, but in Japanese, I got a word for it. And that's something, huh? 6:15 local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it meant before. So
listen to Playboy's This Diamond Ring. It's 6:17, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Today, partly sunny with a high near 24, partly cloudy, low 7 tonight, sunny with a high near 25 tomorrow, sunny on Saturday with a high near 28, partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 35 degrees. A little bit of melting. I like it. I hope it doesn't freeze, though. That's the problem when you get a little bit of melting. Next time you think you're having a bad morning, I'm sure it won't be as bad as this guy. This guy tried to hit the snooze alarm. By the way, all this happened within 60 seconds, what I'm going to tell you. In the first minute of his waking day, he tried to hit the snooze alarm on his phone. In the process, fumbled around, by accident called 911 and sent nude photos of himself to all his contacts. It's a long story, but basically, he got the phone, tried to hit the snooze. By accident, he fumbled the phone and it dialed 911. And since he was sleeping naked, it took a picture of him. And when he finally got his bearing on the phone, he already sent it to all his contacts on the phone. All this happened within the first minute of his waking day. So if you think you're having a bad day, nothing like what that guy had, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular, it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest 4 times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJM.
The Badgers.
Seats back, space to three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news.
WRJN.
the short version of that song. The original length is 22 and a half minutes. Get ready, Rare Earth. That's the short version. They call it the radio edit version of the song. My first station I played at, I worked at, I used to play that song, the full 22-minute version. And one day the program director heard it in the middle of the night. I played it. And he said, if I hear you do that again, I'm going to break it. Don't play that song again. Well, if we can ever play it, you might as well just break it because we're not allowed to ever play it. An Australian snake catcher responded to a family's home when he saw the world's second most venomous snake in their washing machine. I should share this story with my wife. She wants me to leave the washing machine lid open when I get done doing my laundry, with good reason. It's supposed to let the humidity out of it. But you also let the venomous snakes inside. That you don't want either, right? All right, 626, local news, timeless hits. Will You Love Me Tomorrow, the Shirelles.
Tonight you're mine.
Written by Carole King, the Shirelles had the hit, though, Will You Love Me Tomorrow. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Party Sunday today with a high near 24. It's cloudy and 8 right now at Radio Park. Good news for single women, or single people for that matter. Pretty soon you'll have a new way to ditch someone in the middle of a bad date. Tell them, sorry, but the app on my phone says the sparks just aren't there. Basically, it pairs with a wearable technology like an Apple Watch or something. And it monitors things like heart rate, breathing, and how much you're sweating. Kind of like a lie detector test, huh? The app isn't ready for wide release just yet because it's not that accurate. They tested it on a bunch of people. It was around 75% accurate in analyzing how well people connected. So that's pretty good, but not good enough to fully, you know, put out there yet. Because who knows? Maybe the soulmate of your entire life will be turned down because of this dopey app. They want to put you on. Mark Eichner for the Racine Concert Band. He's got a concert coming up, I think, at Horlick High School. We'll check it out at a little after 7 o'clock this morning here at WRJN. Right now, exactly 6:30. Let's check news, see what's going on. And with that local news, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Our Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A court found negligence earlier this month during the birth of Kamaya Minor in November of 2018. The jury found that the improper administration of Pitocin, a labor-inducing drug, resulted in severe brain damage leading to cerebral palsy and permanent disability for Kamaya. The case wrapped up earlier this month after a three-week trial. Racine Unified leaders are likely trying to learn how to avoid the same fate as in Kenosha. Following the rejection of Kenosha Unified's $115 million referendum on Tuesday, Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to garner support for their referendum. That's at about $190 million and set for the April 1st ballot. RUSD officials have scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th. RUSD officials have scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight what's in the proposal. Kenosha Unified leaders are saying they'll need to make difficult decisions in light of their funding failure. Three people have been arrested in three separate investigations into child sex abuse materials in Racine County. The Sheriff's Department says the suspects range in age from 20 to 30, and they include two men and one woman. Warrants were recently served in Racine and Union Grove. The suspects were identified through tips via the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says in a statement that his department is dedicated to combating child exploitation. There's been talk about eliminating the education department in D.C. How would that impact local districts like Racine Unified? Go deeper with the topic and learn more today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Nationwide testing of milk for high-path avian influenza has been underway for a few weeks. Where does Wisconsin's testing process stand? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Well, as of last week, Wisconsin has indeed engaged in testing our milk for high-path avian influenza. Randy Romanski, Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says in Wisconsin, though, that testing process not as easy as other states.
Well, Wisconsin is America's dairy land, and obviously our state and its industry is unique compared to other states. We have more dairy farms than any other state, and quite honestly, we have more dairy processors than most other states have dairy farms. So it took a while to work through the process because when USDA recommended testing silos, that was in a state like ours, it's so unique that that is a difficult and timely process. So we worked with our federal partners, with our state partners to try to find a system that works, still gets the information that the USDA wants and that we all need to know, and at the same time is going to work for us, our staff to collect or somebody to collect the material.
Randy Romanski, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, he said while details are still forthcoming on how they'll test milk, right now he anticipates that they'll utilize samples that are already collected for routine milk testing to try to streamline the testing process. As of last week, across the United States, there were 36 cases of high-path avian influenza in livestock in four different states in the last 30 days' time. Wisconsin has yet to detect any case.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
Loss of appetite? Drop in milk production and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And Saturday is the deadline to submit applications for this year's Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Recognition. It happens in August during the Wisconsin State Fair. Go to the Wisconsin State Fair website for details and applications. I'm PM Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. A few flurries possible early today, otherwise skies becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 5 above. A good-looking day on Friday. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
I am so sick of watching these reality shows on television. It's unbelievable. Is it a good? show. Sports is a reality show. I'm watching the Olympics. All right, they have completely turned the Olympics into a reality program. Before every competition, they always profile one of the athletes. Have you noticed every Olympic athlete has had the most miserable, tragic life? No, I'm watching the swimming in Australia. A couple of years ago, I felt like such a loser. In lane four is Svetlana Mishakova. She's swimming with two broken legs she got as she was pushing her parents out of a moving train as they were escaping persecution. In lane six is Alana Lalajeva. This is her first competition since climbing Mount Everest and falling. In lane nine is Michelle Navarro. She's dead. She died last Friday. She's floating in lane nine, and she's the favorite in this category.
Goes cruising just as fast as she can now, and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when
away.
She can't stand her, 'cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the 8500 look like a rolling chariot race.
Look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Local news. Tamlis, it's WRJN 638 on your, what is today, Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here. Politicians, beware. You cannot stage a fake assassination attempt to generate sympathy to win an election for a second term. Case in point, a mayor tried it in Brazil. He was seriously injured in the shooting, too. And to top everything off, he lost the election. Doesn't work. CCR now. During the Vietnam War days, the story was if you knew someone, you can get out of going to Vietnam to fight. And this is the story about a senator's son who was able to dodge the war by being a fortunate son. Here's CCR.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, I'm
CCR, Fortunate Son, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Downtown Racine and WRJN invites you to the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. It's coming up this Saturday, February 22nd. You can sample over 10 locations serving chili. See fun ice sculpting, and also the kids can play along with a scavenger hunt. It all runs from noon to 4 this Saturday at Downtown Racine. Learn more by clicking on Racine Downtown. Okay? It's a link on our website, WRJN.com. And while you're downtown, get ready for this. Plan to visit Memorial Hall on March 1st or 2nd as the Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. See trends in the home remodeling, energy and efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. You can see live demonstrations, too. It happens Saturday, March 1st, and Sunday, March 2nd, from noon to 4. Tickets are at the door. They're just $10. WRJN will be there, too, featuring some live broadcasts and saying hi to you. It's all presented by Racine County Eye. And by the way, Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye is going to be our guest in here Monday morning on WRJN. Right, 6:42, local news, timeless hits with Dion DiMucci, formerly of Dion of the Belmonts. Here's Abraham, Martin, and John on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. This is odd but true. If you're going to hide something, this is probably a great hiding place. There's a secret room hidden behind Lincoln's head on Mount Rushmore to store important documents. First of all, it's very difficult to rob because you got to climb Mount Rushmore. But wow, what a secret hiding place that is, huh?
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go. you're on the street, don't try to choose her.
Pasadena, 648, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Partly sunny today with a high near 24. Partly cloudy, lows 7 tonight. Sunshine with a high near 25 tomorrow. The weekend, sunny Saturday with a high near 28. And get this, partly sunny, 35 the high on Sunday. Right now it's cloudy, 8 degrees right here at Radio Park. Recent survey found only 4% of people wear sunscreen while shoveling snow. You ever think about that? Dermatologists say it's actually important because the sun's UV rays get reflected by the snow and can damage your skin. Never thought about putting on the sunscreen while shoveling snow. But you know what? It's not a bad idea.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, where did we go? Days when
the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la.
Van Morrison and Brown Eyed Girl, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRGN 654 on a Thursday morning. We're going to talk about a concert coming up with the Racine Concert Band at one of our local high schools. That's a little after 7 o'clock this morning here at WRJN. If you're planning a trip to Disney World, it's become kind of complicated. You know what families are doing now? Apparently paying to take classes on how to plan a trip to Disney World. So you have to, like, go to school before you can plan a trip to Disney World? Don't you just show up and have fun? It's the happiest place on earth, right?
Thank you.
Rock Night Show to the World. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. The survey out on the biggest no-nos for virtual work meetings. It all started during COVID. We started doing virtual meetings, and then it just kept going. We do virtual meetings once a week here at Civic Media. We have like 60 or 70 people on those virtual meetings. Anyway, here are the top three no-nos. Never have a TV on in the background. Never vape or smoke while you're doing the meeting. And don't down gin and tonics either while you're at the meeting. Here are some other ones. Never have music playing in the background, unless it's a Civic Media station. That's okay. Working on something unrelated to the meeting. Wearing sunglasses. Eating a meal. You bring out a meal while you're having a work meeting. Wearing your pajamas. Having your child sit on your lap. Having other people in the room. And I don't think this, do you really have to say, get dressed, don't go naked to one of these meetings? Do you really have to say that? But apparently you do, because it came up. It's 7 o'clock on the nose at WRJN. Let's check news and see what's going on.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hearts shatter in Israel as the bodies of four hostages return home.
Today is one of the saddest days of my 40 years in Israel.
Hamas handed over four black caskets in Gaza this morning. Correspondent Jared Hill.
They're said to be of 84-year-old Oded Lifshitz and the Bibas family, mom Shiri and her two young boys, Ariel and Kafir. Video of the Bibas family being abducted has been widely shared. The boys just 4 years old and 9 months old at the time. Lifshitz was a lifelong peace activist and would regularly drive patients from Gaza to medical appointments in Israel.
Hamas claims the four were killed in Israeli airstrikes. Their remains have arrived at a forensic center in Tel Aviv. President Trump upped the ante in a war of words with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky when he spoke at a Saudi investor conference in Miami last night.
A modestly successful comedian, President Zelensky talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that basically couldn't be won.
The comments after Zelensky accused Mr. Trump of living in a, quote, disinformation space. Russian President Putin is giving President Trump a thumbs up. CBS's Vicky Barker at the foreign desk.
A spokesman saying the Kremlin, quote, absolutely.